Levi here on the TFM account. I can see we've got the Neutron account in here, and Soy is in here on his own account as well. Lots of people from the Neutron community. I can see Spade as well. We'll just invite them all up. Thanks everyone for being here. I think this is going to be an exciting space, speaking to Chads from Neutron. Last time I spoke to them on a space, or last time we had a space together, or last time we hosted them on a space rather, was over a year ago. So I think it's going to be really exciting just to talk about the building that's happened. I mean, Neutron wasn't even live at that stage. So I think this is super cool to have them all up. And hopefully the issues that we had last year with Twitter rugging us are not going to plague this space today. So, first of all, Spade, mic check, how are you doing?
Hey, sir, doing good. I've had a few issues with the internet here, so let me know. Can you hear me, or am I a robotic son of a bitch?
Coming through loud and clear. Yeah, hopefully I've not got the robotic thing going on.
Perfect.
Soy. Hey, awesome, Spade.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Fantastic. And can you guys both hear each other? You're not in the same room or anything, are you?
No, not even the same country, I think.
Indeed. I think we're possibly both out the same way. It's midnight with me. I'm in Indonesia. I assume it's kind of late with you as well, Soy?
Yeah, just an hour behind you in Thailand.
You're just getting warmed up. And Spade, maybe back in Europe for the time being, or...
Yeah,
Dubai.
Correct. I've been in Paris for this week, and we'll be in Dubai for a token 2049 next week. So yeah, lacking sleep, but it's still day outside, so all good.
And you're stuck inside. Lots of community members in the space, too many to shout out, in fact, but thank you all for being here. I realize you guys are obviously busy, and there's no point making a space just to last an hour, which used to be the sort of vogue 12 months ago. I think this space could be something really useful for new users coming to Neutron. So if we just try and pack it full of value, maybe 30 minutes long, that could be great for listeners as well as great for yourselves carrying on with your day. Does that sound all right with you guys?
Yeah, like a turbo space. Speed dating style.
Absolutely. Well, that's funny you say that, actually, because I went back to listen to our previous space from, I think it was the end of January 2023, and I thought, I'm just going to like turn the speed up a little bit. But the pace that Spade was going through, like, I just had to listen to it at regular speed to catch everything that was going on. I think his mind goes a little bit faster than the rest of us. So just to kick this off, most of the people in here know everyone here and know what you guys are about. But if there are new people coming into Neutron listening to this at some stage in the future, would you be able to give a sort of brief introduction to yourself and throw that out to Spade, first of all?
Sure. I'm Spade. I'm the co-founder of Neutron. Started my journey in crypto with basically being an on-chain degen, and somehow that got me to join the Lido on Terra team. Did that for a bit, was pretty successful at that. But then, you know, Terra happened, which was both a bit of a tragedy and an opportunity for us, in the sense that, like, while we had been working on this, we were researching how do we scale this protocol cross-chain, and, you know, a couple of years ago, the crush infrastructure was just not there to do that properly. And so some of these challenges, basically the blue or Neutron, and that like Neutron kind of like solves all of the problem. Like Neutron is the chain we wish existed at the time for us to build like a very successful cross chain protocol. And I think like, you know, now it has evolved even beyond this initial vision, but to present.
Anybody else getting difficulty with Spade's audio there?
Yes, I thought it was just me.
Basically, TLDR Spade is the co-founder of Hadron Labs, which maintains Neutron. And then in 2024, he became a robot live on Spaces.
And this time last year, Spade's title, he was the general manager of Neutron. Is that still the same vibe?
I think Spade generally manages most of the things that are going on at Hadron Labs. So I think that's kind of accurate. I think roles are sort of fluid and all that kind of stuff. And things have definitely changed since the last space. But he's still the main man.
Absolutely. And last space, you were a community manager. But I think your role has expanded greatly since then.
Like I do a bit of everything. Like my official title now is chief of staff. Like you say, started off as community manager, and it was actually just like something me and Spade were talking about recently, actually, in terms of like kind of coming up through the community and sort of proving yourself and growing in the industry. And hopefully, you know, I've managed to do that, like thanks to Spade and Neutron. And I think it's nice to see, you know, that people who genuinely have like this sort of community background come into a project and hopefully, you know, without blowing my own trumpet, like do okay. So very happy with how it's all gone.
Fantastic. Yeah, glad to hear it. And I think Spade has come back to being human. So that's awesome. Now, I mean, one of the things.
Yeah, I'm trying. Can you check like proof of humanity quickly? Am I human again?
Yep, you're back.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, I mean, one of the things you spoke about previously is that like Neutron is going to be like a DeFi hub. And would you say that's still the case, or has that evolved at all over the last, like since you've launched?
No, I think that's very much still the case, right? The story of how Neutron came to be as an idea itself is kind of like, we were building a very large scale DeFi application and trying to scale it cross chain. And that just wasn't possible with the infrastructure at the time. And Neutron is the chain that we wish we would have had at the time. And now it's live, right? So I would say like it, if anything, it's more like expanding or like deepening how it is serving the needs of crushing DeFi applications or like DeFi applications in the context of a multi-chain world. So, you know, we started with this vision of like a crushing smart contracting platform, but now Neutron is, I would wager like a lot more than this. It's like the, what we call the integrated application network, which is that, you know, the first component we introduced was this crushing infrastructure, but now there is a number of modules outside of the virtual machine that smart contracts can leverage to build more powerful applications. So like the block SDK, for example, hey, let's customize like how transactions are ordered, paid for, and such in order to build better products. Like Slinky is coming about next month, and it's going to bring this advantage of like, hey, actually the Oracle is under the same trust assumptions as the rest of the blockchain, and it is feeding price data directly in every block so that you can always have the freshest data. Now, what can you build in DeFi with this? Well, it's actually pretty massive because anything that requires a price feed to function kind of like needs the freshest data possible. And here, like you get the freshest of the freshest, basically, right? You get same block data. And so I think if anything, like we're kind of like seeing, like I think Neutron is at a stage now whereby it has launched, it has had an early sort of like ecosystem growth. And I think what we're going to see in the next like quarters is like a lot of people can like coming in and like taking these features to market. Like it's like just anecdotally, it's been fairly interesting, but like in the last few days, I've been talking to a bunch of people who are like, oh, you know, like I started building on Neutron because it seemed like what everyone was doing. And like, I discovered that it was this feature and I decided to build X project on top of it, and like this just generally warms my heart quite a bit. There's a pretty high profile protocol that is launching in the coming month that I think is going to also sort of like solidify this like massively. You know, we talked to like a lot, notably like at Nebula last year, about like how I think one of the fundamental kind of like blockers in Cosmos right now is like the lack of liquidity, and how most of the wealth in the ecosystem today is kind of like locked up, and notably in native staking. And so this protocol is kind of like, you know, a solution to this. So like, how do we take capital that's locked up in staking, release it, make it available to the entire ecosystem, help bring capital from other ecosystems as well on the side, and then feed that into the DeFi ecosystem of the interchain so that we create these new DeFi opportunities, so that there's more stuff for people to do and make money with, so that, you know, people actually start like degenning on chain. I think like Terra had successfully done this early on in the early days there. Like, there were a bunch of protocol launches, new functions, new feature functionalities, and there was this like core Ponzi that helped everything sort of like grow early on. In the case of Neutron, we don't have the core Ponzi, but I think we're seeing this sort of like ecosystem growth and like new functionality, new people coming into the ecosystem. And so, like, you know, if you look at the growth trajectory of the various projects in the industry, it doesn't happen like as a continuous thing, right? It's not like there's a curve of like, oh, every day you'll get three more users. It's more of a stepwise function, right? It's like, oh, something happens. Like, and I think in the case of Neutron, for example, like one of the interesting steps was like Newt launched. Like, that was actually massive. Like, a whole bunch of people got interested in Neutron when Newt launched, right? And so they were like, okay, let me bridge to the chain. Where do I buy Newt? Oh, Astroport, never used that. Like, tried it out. And hopefully, you know, a good chunk of them actually liked it and continued to use the chain, basically. And so you have these moments where you go from one to like from one to 10, and then from 10 to 100 and such. And I think the launch of this, of these like upcoming protocols, is going to be like one of these moments where we're going to see the ecosystem as a whole kind of like grow pretty rapidly and massively and get like a lot more distribution.
Well, fingers crossed. Yeah. You mentioned Astroport. So yeah, Astroport, currently the only DEX on Neutron, but it's not necessarily the only place for trading on Neutron. There is actually quite a few, well, a few different options anyway for traders. I mean, for people like myself who likes desktop experience, like trading on Astroport, or the TFM Pro Trading Terminal itself can be found at neutron.tfm.com. A little bit of shilling there. But there's also other kind of newer options for trading. And some of the people in this chat are using the Isaac trading bot on Telegram. And for me, I find it a little bit fiddly, but I can see that it does work. I just need to learn this new thing, whereas like sitting on a desktop is kind of the way I've always done it, or learned how to do it anyway. So that feels a little bit easier for me. But it is exciting to see that since Neutron has launched, there are a whole bunch of like protocols that have launched. And one thing you were just saying there was like, you're talking about new people coming to the ecosystem. Are you meaning like new users to use what's already here? Or are you meaning like more devs to build even more to then attract even more people, or kind of a bit of both?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be both anyway, right? Like, I think one of the things that like has held back the interchain as a whole is like, we have this mental model, right, of like build it and they will come. So we build cool shit, but then nobody takes it to market, right? I think like ICAs was actually, it's a more sort of like remote from the user experience example, but it is a good example in my opinion, whereby we build this piece of technology that allows a blockchain to literally own an account on another blockchain and then execute transactions and stuff, right? This is like fascinating technology. The applications are absolutely insane, but because you have to like then, so like, oh, I need to have a whole blockchain to actually interact with it. Like, obviously it's not super convenient to just experiment around it, right? And so like, that's one of the reasons why we build these bindings that allow just, you know, now you can just launch a smart contract that uses an ICA. Now, you know, suddenly you can create an escrow system, or you can create like a
a stake delegation protocol or, you know, whatever, right? And so like that, I think, is one piece of the distribution, right? Like you need the platforms to work to make things more accessible to developers to build stuff. And then you need the developers themselves to build applications for users. But the problem is that when these guys are making, you know, a calculation of like, hey, I'm a rational somewhat actor and I want to build in Web3, where should I build? Where it's kind of a tough sell today to tell them like, oh, build in Cosmos, because sure, the tech is better. The tech is fascinating. And there's a good amount of capital and people in the ecosystem, but not nearly as much as like in the Ethereum ecosystem and such, right? And so to be able to attract the best devs, we need a whole lot of users. And to attract a whole lot of users, we need pretty good devs that are building like really good applications, right? So it has to be both. Otherwise, you're not able to sort of like break the cycle, right? Like you need to create this like explosion of growth that then suddenly attracts everyone's attention. People look into it, discover what's possible to build here, and they come and they do so. And they know that there are users, because in this explosion, you're bringing a lot of like new capital and new users to just like interact with what's on chain, which helps then the entrepreneurs be like, oh, actually, there is an opportunity for me to tackle here.
And talking about bringing new users specifically to Neutron, and it within the next few days, literally, there are going to be some projects launching which might capture people's imagination.
Yeah, not financial advice.
Well, absolutely. And
it has its own.
I mean, do we call them meme coins or do we call them shitters or... whichever term people are most comfortable with. But the craziness that's been going on Solana, there's the possibility for this to sort of be moving over to Neutron. While some people are going to make decent money from this, other people, I mean, that money's got to come from other people. So it is kind of just like moving bags of money from one person to the next. So yeah, absolutely, this is not financial advice of any sort, but it is quite exciting. Just like, I mean,
it's just fun, isn't it? That's the most important thing. You know, like I wasn't really into all this kind of stuff particularly, but you know, you kind of get caught up in the fun side of things. In fact, I actually see Deploy Don down there in the crowd. So it might be worth just maybe giving him an invite and letting him tell you about what he's got coming up himself, actually. But yeah, like I think when you start to get into, you know, PvP and, you know, from one person to another, all this kind of stuff, I guess that's true. But you kind of just sort of get in danger of sort of getting too deep and too philosophical about that. And it's like, for me, it's just a bit of fun, you know?
Yeah. And to your point, like earlier about like user onboarding, like, you know, I am not a massive meme coin trader. I'm not super skilled at it, to be fair. So, and I've generally just like stayed away from it. But like one thing that I have seen from like just like working in this industry now for quite a few years is it's actually absolutely amazing the power that meme coins have to actually onboard people. To the point that some centralized exchanges today are kind of like, they're freaking out because you can't trade meme coins, like not the new one, not the hot ones, right? Like sure, you can have Doge and whatever, but you can't trade the new meme coins on centralized exchanges, right? And they'll never be able to list them like fast enough, right? And so like they see their users consistently leaving centralized exchanges in order to get exposure to the meme coin crazes on Solana and other ecosystems, right? And so like in that sense, meme coins are actually kind of like a great tool for decentralized finance to sort of like compete and win against like centralized exchanges in a way. So who would have thought that meme coins would be our secret weapon?
Exactly. And I find it really interesting that Soy pronounces it Deploy Dawn, because I was thinking about this the other day when I say deployed them, was on the Neutron Grants program space. And I started to think, how should we pronounce that name? So seeing as he's come up himself, would you like to tell us?
Hello, hello. Yeah, I mean, it seems to be interchangeable in this space. Some people call me deployed in, some people call me deployed on. The initial kind of aimed way was deployed in. Some people just call me Don, but I know we have two Dons in the space now, so is what it is. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, working away all day today. I mean, I kind of set the launch date as tomorrow, mainly just to light the fire under me. I probably still have like 18 hours of stuff to do today to get it to that point. So it's going to be a late night, but yeah, we should be on track.
Awesome. So this is going to be a shitter launcher on Neutron that if people come to Neutron for a little bit of fun, they can use your dApp to ape into something.
Yeah, it's basically going to be very similar to Pump.Fun, where you can anyone can launch a coin. It will pair it with virtualized liquidity, so you could trade against the bonding curve once certain conditions are met. All of the collected, I call it real base assets, which would be Neutron in this case, as well as all the remaining token reserve, get dumped into an Astroport liquidity pool, and then trading will continue over there. Everything gets burned and just kind of gets passed on to that using token factory hooks. Sorry, I have 1,000 notifications coming in that keep tweaking in my ear. Using token factory hooks, it will properly track all the holders of every coin, whether it's trading on NFA zone directly or on Astroport. So anytime a transfer happens, the hook will be triggered. And now we can use that to kind of have rich lists or just generally see who are the holders and making it much easier to do snapshots of holders of any of the tokens launched.
Sounds fascinating. And this, I mean, I think TFM is actually going to work sort of hand in hand with NFA.zone, because like if you go to the analytics section on TFM for Neutron anyway, you can like order the latest pairs by when they were created. Or all the pairs by when they were created, and just bring the newest pairs to the top, and then see these new meme coins that people are creating. In fact, there was
the pool will only get created once that liquidity condition is met. So I guess that's kind of better, where you can launch 100 things on NFA zone, but if none of them have legs, it's not going to flood your analytics page. As soon as they hit that threshold, then the pool will get created on Astroport, and then they should appear on your side, which will help filter out a lot of the, like, I mean, if you look on Pump Fund, there's probably 20 launches a minute. I don't imagine that's going to be the case here, but it'll allow some sort of filtering there where I guess only things that hit that threshold will appear on the TFM analytics. So yeah, you're right. They will go hand in hand, and that works great. I think you linked the video yesterday for showing how to use that analytics page. I never even saw that was a thing, and looks very well done and definitely very, very useful.
Cool. Well, yeah, that is, it's going to be really exciting to see your launch when it happens. There was a token that launched maybe yesterday or certainly within the last 24 hours or so. And I absolutely mispronounced it. I thought it was called Solid, but instead it's called Soiled. But that's not you. That's like a different launcher. So it's like, it seems like Neutron kind of is the place to be for these meme coins.
Yeah, so that was launched by someone named Wade. He said he made it just as a way of learning something. So his is more of a pre-sale type platform where you can't buy and sell against the curve. You can basically just deposit, and then after the threshold or the timeline is hit, it will then proactively distribute the assets. So it's more so almost like just like a raising platform. So there are two very different things. I've been talking to him for a bit. Very smart guy in the Telegram group. It sounds like he's working on a couple other projects. So I definitely think me and him might end up doing something someday. But yeah, two very different platforms, but I love the competition.
And then
the game is on.
Do you come in with something there, Speed?
I was just saying, like, the game is on. It's great to see, like, just like organically people like deploying stuff and playing around. it goes to my heart, to be fair.
Absolutely. And you were talking about deployed, and you were talking about conditions that have to be met. And one thing I'm not sure about is it a specific amount of liquidity in a pair, and then it goes over to Astroport? Is it, what is the sort of limit you've set?
So the limit has not been set yet. I'm still trying to figure out what that might be. It will be something that will probably be set, and then if we don't see it as something realistic or something that we can hit, it's going to be updatable. So it will initially probably be around 20,000. Once 20,000 of the real base liquidity is in the pool, then it can be triggered. And it's going to be set up in a way where once these thresholds are hit, the page where you trade on will have a little button that'll basically be launched, and anyone can trigger the launch, and that'll just basically go through the process of dumping all liquidity into the pool and running that. So I think tentatively right now it's going to be 20,000. If anyone thinks that might be too high or too low, I mean, let me know. We can always adjust from there. I think Pump Fund does it based off market cap. I think on this side, it makes more sense just to do it based off the base liquidity. But yeah, I mean, always open to suggestions.
So yeah, for anyone that's wanting to play on Neutron, some URLs for you then, nfa.zone. And if any of the tokens there make it onto Astroport, you can check out the liquidity at neutron.tfm.com. I mean, this is a load of fun. Spade, do you want to come in with anything about like serious DeFi?
Yeah, I don't think there's such a thing as like serious DeFi, to be fair. Like, we all have brain damage and that shows. But I mean, like, I think one of the things that I'm looking forward to, and like it kind of like synergizes well with meme coins, I think, is like Duality, you know, so like this order book DEX has been in Neutron's binary for a while. It hasn't got a dedicated UI currently because first, like, you know, Neutron has this very platform-first approach of our priority is to enable, empower developers in our ecosystem to build better products and distribute them better than anywhere else. And so, like, it was really important for us to not, like, bootstrap liquidity there in a way that was competitive to, like, Astroport and any other AMM in the ecosystem. And so this integration is happening. I know that there's a bunch of folks integrating with the DEX as well. Like, that was the purpose of like having it on chain from the get-go, because it allows people to look at it, look at the code, look at how to integrate with it, and get ready for when that this migration happens. And I think, like, you know, where this synergizes well with Memecoins is that, like, hey, when these pairs launch on Astroport eventually, it will also mean that you can now start trading them on an order book, which I think is pretty. You know, it's like meme coins, but like the fancy way, right? Like, I'm doing technical analysis on this Prop 16 coin. Very serious stuff. So I think that that's pretty cool. And I think like this might be somewhere where, you know, like there's like good synergies with like TFM as well, in the sense that, like, you know, it's one thing to have an order book, like to have an order book in the protocol, but you know, if you want people to use it, you probably need to have a pretty sleek UI, and you guys are really good at that, like, you know, identify, like, putting the functions, but also like providing all of the data of, like, you know, what are the trends, what are the coins, how much like is being traded, which are the addresses holding these coins, who are the best traders even. I saw you had this functionality as of late, which is pretty like something that I think is like super interesting. So yeah, like, do you want to talk perhaps about some of the functionality of like TFM on Neutron, like today and in the future?
Sure. Well, yeah, thank you for that opportunity. I mean, so I think this does tie in quite well with the NFA.zone. When these new pools come in, we can just like come along, check on the analytics page, as I was saying earlier, and discover the new pools that are on Neutron. At the moment, there's no like alert to tell users like specifically what these new pools are, but that should be coming pretty soon. We've got like a sort of scrolling bar along the sort of bottom of the screen, kind of like just the ticker symbols come along, but it can also tell users what the new pairs are. And just exactly what you were saying, like stuff like the swaps, it shows who's buying, who's selling, those people adding liquidity, removing liquidity. But yeah, there's at the moment we don't have this, but potentially within the next week or so, there's going to be, and hopefully it's all right to talk about this, but yeah, there's going to be a trader's page. So who's trading the most? What are they trading? And then even though there won't be like a pure copy trader feature on TFM, it's the sort of thing users can see, like who are the successful traders, and then we can just go ourselves and potentially start copying some of these people. So I think it is going to be certainly a tool for users to hopefully have a little bit more fun on Neutron. So yeah, I mean, there is the order book is there at the moment. It's an aggregated limit order book. So once Duality goes live, that will be really exciting to integrate that as well. So yeah, if you've not seen it, check it out at neutron.tfm.com. See if it's something that you could use in your daily trading if you are a trader. But as with everything on this call, none of this is financial advice. These tools are just to help people do a bit of research and have fun on Neutron.
So there you have it. Like, there will be pretty good UIs. I mean, there already are really good UIs for people to trade. I think where I'm excited, right, is that there's only so far you can get with liquidity management when you're using purely smart contracts. And I think the integration of Astroport and Duality and sort of like what we've been working on, refining both of these kind of like in the background for a couple of months, should allow us, like, right, like bringing a bit of spice here. My prediction is that by the end of the year, we'll see, like, first a lot more volume and liquidity and activity on Neutron and on the trading side. But I think we'll also see that, like, some of the key pairs in the entire ecosystem, like some of the big coins, are actually most liquid on Neutron and get the best, like, trading execution there. And I think, like, this is where things get interesting from a DeFi perspective, actually. So this is something we've been working for a while, kind of like figuring out what are the remaining blockers in, like, DEX design. And I think, like, Duality is probably going to be the best order book on chain once it's, like, fully bootstrapped and ready, and that shouldn't be too long still. So I'm excited about that.
Awesome. Well, I think we've shared tons of interesting information. We've already got to 35 minutes on this space. I don't think there's any need to sort of stretch this out much further. I would like Diploidon to get back to his computer so that hopefully he can meet his Friday launching target. Thank you all for being here, Spade, Soy, Diploidon, for jumping up, and everyone, all good friends we've got in the community who joined this space as well. Soy, would you like to do the honors and shut this thing down?
Oh, thank you for the honor. Yeah, sure. Thanks everybody for coming along today. Of course, check out NFA Zone from Diploidon. We'll go with Diploidon, and we'll have some more spaces for you soon. So, thank you for coming along. See you next time.
Thanks for your time, folks. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been
in my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats. Tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.